So what was your reaction to having the phone ring and find out you're going to Green Bay?
It was indescribable how excited I was, you know, just to be a part of such an organization, just to have an organization believe in me, that they wanted to pick me up and bring me onto the club. So I can't, there's no words to explain the excitement that was there.
Jason, what do you think is your best position on the offensive line?
It's kind of up to debate. I played left tackle at IU all 4 years, and I think I can move around. And like I said, it's kind of up to debate where they want to stick me at. So I haven't even stepped onto Green Bay. So we'll see what happens when I get there and when I learn to play back. I'm just excited to be a part of the club.
Jason, what do you think of the situation here in Green Bay to have five veteran starters in place and a chance to really learn early in your career from what they do?
I think that's huge, and I think that's something that is going to make me that much better, being able to be behind those guys and learn from them and see, just learn some more of the tricks of the trade and really take in what those guys know and what those guys can do.
Jason, how much interaction did you have with the Packers before the draft?
I met with them at the combine and just at the Senior Bowl, just some phone calls here and there. So I think at the combine was really the biggest meeting I had with them. And, I felt like it went well. So I think that was the biggest portion.
What do you think you still need to work on at this level?
Yeah, I think I still need to work on, a lot of my run game. And even in passing, there's a lot of things to work on. I'd say in pass game, the consistency and timing of my punch is probably the most urgent thing I need to work on. And then run game, getting back off my toes and sitting on my heels, really anchoring down to get moving guys off the ball, I think is something I'm going to focus on.
Did you think you had a chance to go in the first round, or were you disappointed after last night ended?
What's that?
Did you think you had a chance to go in the first round, and were you disappointed after last night ended?
There's always a chance. There's some teams that have me graded a second round, maybe sneaking into the first, but I don't think there's a whole lot of disappointment per se, just from the standpoint that, for me, that's not really where most of my attention is. I really just want to get to a club where I fit well and getting the chance to play ball and continue my career. So that was really what I'm excited about, and the positioning and which round doesn't really matter as much for me.
Jason, you thought much about what it's going to be like to block for Aaron Rodgers?
Like I said, it's indescribable with words. With a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, it's not. There's a whole new level there that I've never seen that really excites me, and I can't wait to be able to get the chance.
Jason. How well do you think you did at the Senior Bowl? I think you made a big impression there. Talk about your experience at the Senior Bowl.
I had a great experience at the Senior Bowl, just being able to meet everybody and make those connections. On top of the fact, being able to work on some different things that had been pointed out from season and from my career, trying to improve on those things and show that I can improve on different aspects of my game. And I think I did that well. And I think that's why, I think I had a good Senior Bowl, because I was able to exploit those different fundamental niches in my game that I could improve on and that I did.
Jason, we heard that you you added some size and strength throughout your college career. Do you recall how much you weighed when you arrived at IU compared to where you are now?
Yeah, when I first stepped foot on campus, I was about 245, 250, and I'm up to about a little over 305 now. So all the time in the weight room and, being able to work with the weight staff who were great, Coach Hill and Coach Rick Danison, they really helped me a lot.
We talked about that at the combine. How did you win as a very undersized freshman in a very good conference?
What's that?
How did you win as a very undersized freshman in a very good conference?
It's really just, focusing on your fundamentals, believing in coaching and playing your heart out. That's really all it comes down to. And you got to take the size difference out of your mind and focus in on the game and win your individual battles.
Do you think that helps you in the long run?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it, I think it changes the outlook of the game, and you just play football instead of worrying about who's crossing you. You're trying to win every individual battle instead of and taking every individual battle as it comes instead of trying to look at the whole picture. You're boiling it down to play by play, and you're trying to win each play at a time.
Jason, were you recruited at any other sport or football only?
I got some small basketball offers from small schools. Not a whole lot, but it was really, football was really my main. It's what I loved, and that's what I was looking to play all along.
Jason, were you surprised at all that you ended up starting as a freshman, and what do you think that experience did for you, getting 4 years to obviously get that much playing time?
Coming in, I didn't really think I was going to play as a freshman, and then, with our fall camp, having one of the veteran tackles get injured, and I stepped up, and Coach Fry kind of put me in there. I think it ended up helping me a lot. It allowed me that much more playing time and that much more experience in the game, and I think it did end up helping me a lot just overall with my career.
The Colts originally had that 48th pick. They're your home state team. They also need offensive line help. Were you thinking that was a factor and you might go there?
Not necessarily. I was, like I said, I was kind of trying to take this whole process as it comes, and I'm just glad to be part of the Green Bay organization, and I was trying to not hold any expectations as to where I was going, and like I said, I'm just happy to be part of the organization.